Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Getting, just having this slight amount of problem getting everything up and working. Right. So, because I found out that if I turn everything on too early to make sure it's working, then come time for the deal, it doesn't work. So, yep. So let's see what happens here. Right, let's go back. Well, there we go. Are you are you on to see if we're working? Okay. All righty. Let me. Hey, Suzanne can see and hear us, so we are good. Hi there, everyone. From a very beautiful Chicago, which is on the rise with the COVID, sorry to say. We did so well for so long. But we are here and we are about to start up. It's Linda and I in the Linda and Barney Show. And just for those of you who are wondering what you're looking at there, that is Headley's forehead. And the reason that I have it there is because I thought that I would explain why it's called a forehead. And he's also shaking a bit. Let me see if I can get him to stop shaking here. Come on. Let's move this back just a touch. Let me get him straightened out first. Yeah, it's a little better. And go back over here. Okay, so the reason that part of Headley is called his forehead is that if you go far enough up on it, you'll find the point BL4. So that's why it's called a forehead. Isn't that clever? Yes, all right. At any rate. Okay, at any rate, let's go here and see who we're going to be working on. We have all good friends with us, Tahoe and Noe, Kimby's, and Suzanne. So that makes my day. And why am I still getting shaking? I don't know if it's, well, if Headley shakes, then just figure he's got the shivers or something or another. Okay, we are going to take a look here and start off with Jamie. And for his friend, yeah, Jamie, and for his friend Amy, Jamie and Amy, that's nice. We're going to start off with tapping for some teeth. So let me get to the points here. Okay. We're going to tap for teeth, which will be C 3, 4 and 5, T 1, 2, 3. I hear the birdie already. C 3, 4 and 5, T 1, 2, 3.
Looking for my head.
good. So again, C, 3, 4, and 5. T, 1, 2, 3. Add in SI, 16, 17. Just to let you all know, it's a beautiful day in Chicago, though I think it's going to start to turn cold here shortly.
It's going to be like, how is this going to happen? It's going to be a high of like 50-something tomorrow, and it's 80 now. So how is it going to go from 80 to 50 without a thunderstorm?
Hey, it's the Midwest. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's very interesting here in Naperville, where I live. We've been waiting to see if the city was going to give us guidance on trick-or-treats, and it turns out they have. They've basically put it all back on us. They say, we recommend that people do not trick-or-treat, but we will not forbid it. All we'll say, it's got to be done during daylight hours. But then they also, on the city website, came up with two signs you can download. One says, yes, we are trick-or-treating, and the other says, no, we are not. So you can put those up in your windows, and there you go.
Okay. I thought I would just leave a box of candy out on the front porch, just make them help themselves. And when it's gone, it's gone.
There you go. Maybe I'll swing by and pick some up.
There you go.
Okay, also for Amy, we're going to do pain in the hand. That is C, 5, 6, and 7, T, 1, and 2. C, 5, 6, 7, T, 1, and 2. And we add to that triple warmer 5 and P 6.
Oh, all that stuff down there.
Yeah. And also, we're doing intracranial hypertension pressure. And that will be C1 and 2. With GV20 and GB12. And the Tai Yang. Oh, this is good. Suzanne says, for Halloween, it's recommended to put a table outside and spread the candy out so the kids don't touch all the pieces. That's a good idea.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. She's got an instant potty? Is that what you said? I've never heard of that.
Instapot.
Oh, Instapot. Okay, got it. I thought it's just a pill you put on the ground, you pour water on it, and it turns into a porta potty. Okay, that's for his friend Amy. For Jamie himself, we're going to start out with prostate, which T7, L1 and 3, S1, 2, 3. Again, that was T7, L1 and 3, S1, 2 and 3. To that, we add CV4 and triple warmer 20. Also for Jamie, we are going to do fatty liver, which is T9 right, T7 and T9 right, with LI18 and triple warmer, 16, 17, and 20. It's a triple warmer. Well, tomorrow's my big day, Linda. I get my new TV.
Oh, my gosh, Barney. What? Another TV?
Well, I decided I always wanted a big TV, and Sandy sort of kept me to a 50-inch. So I bought an 85-inch TV with beautiful picture and all the bells and whistles and stuff like that. And they're coming tomorrow morning to install it, to put it on the wall.
Oh, my gosh, Barney. This is going to be so fun.
Yeah. I'm getting a Samsung.
Okay.
I have a, my fellow father-in-law, Aaron's father, works and has worked for years at Best Buy, and he researches stuff for me. And so I asked him to look into it, and he found the best-selling thing that they have there is Samsung. And then the only question is, do I want the Model 80 or the Model 90 of an 85-inch? The difference is almost $1,000. And I said, is it worth the difference? And he checked, and he found out that the 80 tremendously outsells the 90, because it is $1,000 cheaper. But the difference is something that only if you were an engineer would you notice. So I got the 80. Yep. And also, Jamie wants us to tap for a good day at work. Unfortunately, we can't change your boss's attitude, and we can't change your day, but we can change you and make you more relaxed to have a good day at work. And for that, it's C2 right, the right frontal lobe, and the carotid artery. Trouble with that, of course, is that it wears off. And considering that everything is supposed to even out in the universe, then you'll probably have bad luck to offset it.
Oh dear. I didn't think of that.
Well, you know what's really interesting is I had to do some rearranging of my DVD of cases that are on either side of the current TV. I had to take a couple of them and move them to a different spot in the room because I have to have more width there. And it caused me to go through and re-alphabetize to make sure everything was right. And I found a lot of duplicates and things that I no longer really want. So I'm going to be giving a big stack of DVDs to the Naperville Library. I just hope they can take them. I'll even wipe them down in sanitizer if they want.
Yeah.
We shall see.
What are you getting rid of?
Some things I have duplicates of. The reason I was thinking of it is because you'd mentioned Harry Potter, and I had duplicates of Deathly Hallows. I had the anniversary version, or a good version, which is Blu-ray, and then I had one of the triples that has regular and Blu-ray and other stuff on it, so I kept one of those. There's a bunch of older nature things. Sandy, wherever we went, she never met a DVD she didn't like, and so we bought, you know, we took a tour of Hawaii by helicopter, so we had to have that. I said, yeah, but I just saw it. You know, I was just up in the helicopter. No, I got to have it. And lots of nature stuff. Plus, there's many things that you can get on the streaming services now. For instance, I had the complete Star Trek Next Generation on DVD. But you can get that on the streaming. So why have the DVD?
Right, right.
So, all right. Also, let's see what else we got here. That takes care of Jamie. We're going to move on to Noi. And let me get to that page. We're going to start off with the Hashimoto's, and that is C6 and 7, T1, 2, 3, 7. And we'll add to that ST 9 and 10. And K 3 and 26. Okay, and in addition, for Noi, we're going to do immune system, one of the first set of points I ever learned from Sandy, T12347. And we are also doing charging the batteries, and that is CV 4 and 12 and the upper Dantian. So what is Liz making in the Instant Pot? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You got to get yourself a wok. That's the most authentic for the stir fry.
Yeah, we don't have a gas stove, though.
Oh.
I tried the wok for the electric, and it was awful.
Oh, no, you're exactly right. Well, in that case, what you need is you need to get a gas stove, because that's how God meant us to work. So you have no gas coming into your house at all?
Oh, I do. I have it going into the room behind the kitchen, the laundry room. But I have not going to the stove area, so I'd have to have somebody come in and pipe it in the wall to my stove area.
That sounds a little high, $1,500 simply to poke a hole in the wall. Do what we did over in Italy. You have a stove, and you have a thing called a bombula, which means bomb. And what it actually is, it is a propane tank. And you use that to make your gas stove work.
Uh-huh.
It works very well.
That would be neat. I could just have one burner of it like that.
Yep. We have, let's see, we have done her Hashimoto's, her immune, and we did Clarity already. We just uncharged the batteries for Barat. Short-term memory, which we've already done when we did Clarity. Immune, AIDS syndrome again. Charge the batteries. Okay, we got everything for Noi covered. Let me move on down here. All right. Over here to an M. And there it is. Kimby's 92. We have Please Tap for Detox from Chemicals and Smoke. And that is T123. Add to that K1 and Triple Warmer 5.
K1.
Yeah, way down there. And the People's Point.
GB8.
Yes, GB8. Good old GB8. If that's the case, then I'm saying I'm doing that because we want to browse all the points. Let's see what we got here. Okay, also we're going to work on severe cognitive dysfunction. Let me get over there. And that is C2 right, GB13 right, and BL4 and 5, of which BL4 is up there on the head. Which is why they call it a forehead. Ha ha ha. What am I listening to myself on your machine?
Well, that was me.
Oh, as you going ha ha ha?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you did a good imitation of me. Let me tell you, Linda, I think you're really going to get a kick out of today's song.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I figured we got Halloween right around the corner here. So for the next couple of weeks, I decided I would do Halloween songs.
Oh, how fun!
And that ought to be fun. Thank you. Okay, and let's see here. For Suzanne, who sends us blessings, we are going to tap to open up the neck. That is T1. T1, add in ST11 and 12. And LU7. Here's one we don't get too often. So when you do fried rice, do you use the start off with the rice that's been around for a day?
If I have any, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that makes for much better if it's been in the fridge for a day.
Yeah, that starch is really good, solid.
Yep. And also, Whoops, still there? Okay, we're going to open up the shoulders, which is C5, 6, and 7. Still there?
Yep.
Okay. My phone was making weird sounds, so I just wanted to make sure. C5, 6, and 7. T1, and a bunch of LIs, LI 10, 11, and 18.
Yeah.
Okay, and also we're doing her back, which is C1T7. Add to that GB 18 and 34. And BL 54, where are you?
That's not Bingo. Don't you know that song?
Is Fred old enough to have seen that show?
Yeah. Fred turned 60 a couple days after your birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is the 5th.
September 5th. That's neat.
Yeah, like you were the 3rd or something?
Yeah. My date and his are very close to when World War II started, so there.
Oh, my.
And one more for Suzanne. We've already done Hashimoto's, but we've got to do Sjogren's for her. T12347. Whoa, that sounds like immune points. Add in GV2223.
Ooh, had a lot on the top of the head today.
Yep, and BL7 and 8.
Oh, try laying it out. That's really weird.
Yep. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Suzanne says that, yes, I'm getting a big TV, and she has a tiny Samsung, and she likes it, so it's great. Okay, Linda, it's time for your question.
No.
And the question is, what do you call it when a Tong Ren therapist says something incorrectly? Yes, when a Tong Ren therapist says something incorrectly, it's called a slip of the tongue. A slip of the tongue.
A slip of the tongue. Okay.
All right. When I have to say it twice, I must not have said it right the first time.
I got it.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to Tahoe. Wonderful lake, delightful person, and we are going to work on an abdominal hernia, and that is T6, 7, and 8. With ST 10 and 36, ST. Add in ally 17. Oops. And we're also doing ED. Which is, let me find it here, T5 and 7, S3 and 4, L1, 2, 3. Add in ST11 and LV3. Also, we're going to be doing rheumatoid arthritis, and that is T123, BL678. And we add to that GB 17 and 34. Okay, and now it's time to head up to New England to Eileen and her whole crew up there in New Hampshire. We're going to start with the sinus and the allergies, and that is C123, T12347. And add in LI4 and K26. And Eileen also wants us to work on motivation. She says it's hard to get out of her own way. I have that trouble. I've often tried to get out of my own way, but when I get out, my way comes with me. So it goes. Anyway, we want motivation. C2 right, right frontal lobe. Add in CV4 and 12. Thank you. Okay, for Eileen is asking us to tap for Maggie, who she says used to call into Sandy's conference call. Dystonia. So we'll do this for her and for Karen. And that is GV 19 and 20, BL 7 and 8. And also for Maggie's voice from a Parkinson-related disease, and that is C1 and 2, triple warmer 16, and the Yiming and Tom's doorbell.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, you got it. And finally, for Maggie, we have bent over spine, which I'm going to assume is some form of osteoporosis. And that is C6 and 7, T1 and 7, L1 and 2. Add K27. Oh, well, here, this is interesting. Suzanne says that she and Fred share the same birthday.
Oh, nice.
There you go. And Kimby said that she would like to add in also lung health. We can do that. That is T1236. Add in LU9 and CV6 and 17. Let me go back there.
Hold. 17, I think you said.
I think so. Hold on. Oh, long. CV 6 and 17. And Eileen forgot to have us do the horsey and me, so we'll do that. By the way, Kimby, thank you also so much for listening and watching. And for Rain Man and I, we are doing T7 right, T8 right. Triple warmer 16 and 17, LI 18. And for Rain Man alone, for his stomach, we are doing T 7, 8, 9, and 10, all on the left, and ST 21, 22, and 23 on the left. The fact that this might be our only time to do the vagus nerve tonight.
Oh.
And also we're doing neuropathy in the legs and the hooves. And that is C67T17. Triple warmer 16-17, and the ouch hoof.
Hello, ouch hoof.
All right. Okay, and now for Lori, we're going to do kidney edema, which is T3, T5 left, T7 and 9. This is all on the back. L2, S2 and 3. Okay, and for our friends who are in various stages, both getting and getting over breast cancer, let's do that. T3 and 4. K25 and triple warmer 20. The long one here, the coronavirus, which we can definitely use in this state.
You got Lonnie? Did you do Lonnie?
Yes. Oh, that part. No, let me do that first. We did the kidney edema for it. Let's do the heart amyloidosis. T5 left. LI-17 and CV-17. And BL-6 and 9. Okay, and now the corona. Here we go, long one. T123467. BL6 and 9. LU1 and 2. CV4, 6, and 17. K22, 26, 27. GV22 and ST36. And the Yiming. Yep. Per the Yiming. Okay, like I said, for the next couple weeks, we're going to be doing Halloween songs.
Yay, I can't wait to hear them.
This particular one is from a TV show, which is very Halloween-oriented. And this afternoon, I just got through writing out the accompaniment, which is a lot of fun because it's just a unique sort of way of doing it. So, here we go. Creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky, and altogether ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family. Neat. Sweet. Petite. Creepy and they're kooky, mysterious Russ and Spooky, all together ookie, the Addams Family. So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna play a call on the Addams Family. There you go. Yeah, that was fun. Okay, well, let's
see. That was a good one. That was my guess, though. That was my first guess. I'll have to think about what next week might be.
Yeah, well, I haven't even figured out next week's yet. Unfortunately, you can't really do the Munsters because there aren't any words to it. It was just an instrumental. So, okay, to all of you out there, thank you so much. And if the creek and the COVID-19 don't rise, we will see you all next week. So take care.